Welcome back. This is the third and final day of our 3-day retreat. We'll be giving attention to listen deeply, speak the truth. The final of the 6 insight dialogue guidelines. So you have pause, relax, open, attune to emergence, listen deeply, speak the truth. And with this exploration of listening deeply, I'd like to invite us into some, I guess what they call silent meditation. And you can see for yourself how silent it is in your mind and in your sort of living experience. But whatever's there, perhaps begin this exploration of what it means to listen deeply. I'll offer a little bit of guidance and leave you plenty of time to, you know, touch the experience without my interruptions. In a moment, I'll ring a bell, as is often the lead into silent practice, and with good reason. That striking of the bell brings the attention, and then of course the bell fades. And if there's mindfulness brought to the bell, then there's a gradual diminishing, perhaps, of the reliance and fixation on externals. I'd like to also bring your attention, as the bell rings and is fading, to the receiving of the sound, what it's like for it to come in and touch. Now, of course, it touches physically, you know, the actual vibrations that have emerged from your computer speaker, air being pushed by that diaphragm, pushing your tympanic membrane, your eardrum, and sending a signal. I won't go to the details as much as they fascinate me. To the brain, perception of sound, and this is without language, right? Unlike this speaking now, it goes through the, you might say, the musical channel, the pure sound channel of neural processing. And there's contact as consciousness takes rise with this touch. The aggregate experience of hearing happens spontaneously. So you might observe how that is. And to support you, I will actually ring the bell twice, because the way our minds are, you know, it kind of, sometimes we miss it, it goes by. So I'll do that twice. But then after the fading of this bell, very long fade, very heavy bell given to me by, after I was teaching some retreats in Korea, has this very long decay. Noticing that same receptivity of hearing and the active aspect of listening, of receiving the world. Noticing, does the mind move around? Is it stable? What's the quality of moment by moment contact? Does the listening continue now? If the mind is generating thoughts, this can just be noticed. There's an internal listening of sorts. But you can pause recollecting the sati, mindfulness. Relax and receive. And with that receiving, that allowing, receiving and listening to the world, the hum of the world, sometimes more silent, sometimes noisier. How is it now? in any moment that you pause the mindfulness sparks up. There's a recognition in that moment of the just the luminosity of the mind. Even if you don't feel good or anything, even if you're sleepy, it doesn't matter. The knowing itself find yourself perhaps right at this edge of the rising and vanishing as you open and attune to emergence. And the receptivity of that rising and vanishing of the world. This is the listening, listening deeply beneath the categorizations of habit. There's a yielding, receiving. The touch of the world. Attuning to emergence yields a quality of listening that is receptive and continuous and energized without being forced. There's a natural kind of samadhi, a gathering and calming of the mind that brings this continuity of listening without all of the breaks usually introduced by the mind that's running off in distraction or judgment, reaction. It's coming home, in a sense, to this flux and receiving kind of a, like listening to a far off bird in the forest. What is that? You can feel the activeness, the kind of a this the natural inquiry quality of awareness. What is this? This rising and vanishing, this open space, this moment of human contact. Listening to the moment of human contact. Even as you hear my voice now. So it's good if we can continue the listening practice right now with this voice, perhaps being curious about what this experience is of listening not just to the words that I'm saying, but actually sensing into the music of this sound, the changes in pitch, the pauses, the rhythms, and what the timbre of the voice, the tonal quality, the texture of the voice reveals about this very body, this body that's speaking. So this quality of listening is a practice, yeah. It engages sati, it engages samadhi. And we're going to bring this into groups of three. to explore this as we meditate with all of the guidelines, but giving emphasis to listen deeply. So we're forming a practice, right? We're learning a practice, and for those who know it, we're deepening a practice. But at the same time, as part of that practice, as we develop the meditative qualities, we're also, you might say, getting intimate with natural law, with Dhamma, as a living experience, you know? So, the contemplation aspect, the Dhamma aspect that I'd like to point to, is contact and feeling. And that's a pair that you find in the chain of dependent origination, paticca-samuppada, the spontaneous emergence of, you know, pleasant and unpleasantness within the contact. Moment by moment. And the form will be a little bit different. Each of the three speakers will have 2 minutes to notice what is known in contact. And this is key, so please listen carefully. The listeners are listening into, with this quality of listen deeply, of meditation listening, the tone of the voice, how it lands in your own body when it touches, the sense of moment by moment rising and vanishing and contact. And when you next speak, you'll each have 2 minutes again to speak to what that experience of listening deeply has revealed, what has been that experience. I notice this as I'm speaking now, I hear my own voice and I'm noticing this. Or perhaps you hear something in the room, but it's that listening deeply, that contact, and how it brings up any feeling tone in the body mind, moment by moment. But if you only listen to the person's words, then you're only going to get the surface of that experience, right? You'll get the language contact, but you also want to listen to the flesh contact, the music contact of the sound itself. It's for some of you, perhaps familiar, for some of you, it will be a different, new kind of listening, but think of it in that sense more as or not more, but as much music as voice carrying language. Touch, moment by moment changing, and there's a response to the touch. It's built in to each of us, to this sensitive organism. Kind of, that's the message underneath paticca-samuppada, is this selflessly churning sensitive organism. And this is the key point of contact, where the world comes into being. Pasa, contact. Pachaya, vedana. Contact is the conditions for the arising of this feeling responses. It's built in. It's not personal. So we're listening and noticing, listening internally and externally. But for the first round, 2-2-2, we're noticing that contact simply in the body, in the space, you know, we're not listening to another person and commenting on that experience. It's the actual embodiment experience, the sensitivity itself, hearing, seeing, touching the body, whatever arises, whatever is known by mindfulness of contact, sense contact, sense contact. Pause. What's the contact? Relax, receive, open. Attune to emergence, and it's like listening in that emergence. Ah, contact. Vedana, feeling tone with each contact. Speak. As you're listening, of course, that's a depth of practice. So again, you'll have a little extra time for the first speaker while you choose first, second, and third. And then the 2 minutes will begin. You'll get banners to tell you. 2 minutes is both not very long and forever. You can see how it is for you. Opening, attuning to emergence. Listen deeply. Oh, I should say, after the second 2-2-2, let's have 4 minutes altogether. I forgot about that part. So that you can enter into that shared listening space and see how that is, okay? Because it enlivens the relatedness of it. So, thank you.